Making connections in China, logistically and professionally. This is Roger Watson, and this is my entry to the Connecting Continents column of the Reflections on Nursing Leadership magazine of 30th of November 2018. Here I cover three seasons in 2 weeks. In my last entry, I indicated I was about to leave for 3 weeks in China. In fact, it's only been 2 weeks, as I visited three cities, Xinan, Guangzhou and Wuhan, instead of four. These are all places I'd visited before, but their vast geographic separation required a complicated series of flights from Hong Kong into China, back to Hong Kong, then back into China, followed by a 600-mile high-speed rail trip. The journey also took me from the freezing temperatures in Jinan to Guangzhou, where there still blossom on the trees, and then up to an autumnal Wuhan, marked as it was on my previous visit by noxious pollution. As I write this, I'm about to take a flight from Wuhan back to Hong Kong and then home to the UK. Jinan. In Jinan, I became reacquainted with colleagues at the second hospital of Shandong University. I was previously an honorary professor there, and this year I was appointed as a visiting professor for 3 years. My induction took place to the theme music from The Magnificent Seven. In accepting, I joked that although there's only one of me, I am magnificent. Silence. I think I'll leave that joke in the bag next time. To earn my stay, I gave a keynote speech at their International Professional Nursing Conference on getting published in Science Citation Index journals. This was ably translated by Zhang Yuli, also known as Amy, and she's one of my longest-standing friends in China. Formerly of Shandong University, she's now at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. You can listen to the podcast if you go to the webpage version of this entry. Guangzhou. I was in Guangzhou for my role as a visiting professor at Southern Medical University. For their International Evidence-Based Nursing Conference, they asked me to talk about getting evidence published in SCI journals, so I was able to present essentially the same keynote. The weather in Guangzhou was good enough for outdoor running, and I was there on my birthday, 63 years old. Of course, a suitably embarrassing fuss was made by one of my colleagues, Chen Yu of Southern Medical University, and her students. One feature of China which all visiting Westerners need to understand is the excruciating, for us, level of ceremony, formality and fuss that anyone deemed VIP is subjected to, but I won't recount it all. In Wuhan, my first duty was to give a speech at Wuhan Children's Hospital. As I approached the main door, I could see from a long way off my name in large letters on a red banner above the entrance. Nurses in uniform lined the steps and I was applauded into the building. This is not uncommon and is totally unstoppable. Incidentally, this specialist hospital has 3,000 beds and they plan to double in size. The rest of my visit was spent at Wuhan Polytechnic University, where I taught mainly Master of Nursing students. I also signed the formal contract for my time there as a high-end foreign expert visitor, which will require 2 more visits, each of at least 1 month duration, in 2019 and 2020. I hope I can persuade Mrs. Watson to accompany me. A month is a long time. If the Chinese government is reimbursing you, as it is under the high-end foreign expert arrangement, its anti-corruption legislation requires setting up a bank account to prevent any diversion of funds. Despite my frequent suggestions to do this on my arrival, my input went unheeded, so I spent the best part of 2 days, my last in Wuhan, visiting 4 banks. By then my effort was too late to be of any use. I did, however, get the good news that I've been appointed an honorary adjunct professor at Australia's University Technology Sydney, which I look forward to visiting over the next 3 years. Beyond my work, I'm happy my collection of published haiku continues to grow, with most gathered at the Living Haiku Anthology, which is available online. People seem to like Church Spider Behind the Radiator, Praying.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.